USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Five more classified documents were found at President Biden's Delaware home.
Aides to President Biden said the latest documents were found earlier this week, but just announced those findings on Saturday. New York Times correspondent Charlie Savage, who's been following the story, says this new discovery is raising more questions.
The biggest question raised by this on its face is, why did the White House say on Thursday, hey, there was one more record found in the space next to Biden's garage? And then it turns out there were six more pages of classified documents found next to his garage.
About two dozen classified documents from the president's time as vice president in the Obama administration have been discovered at his Washington think tank offices and in his Delaware home. I'm John Schaefer.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is back, visiting the team just a little over a week after going into cardiac arrest during a game. There is speculation Hamlin is going to leave the team out of the tunnel before their wild card playoff action against Miami on Sunday. A deadly fire claims the lives of four family members.
A mother and three children are dead after a raging house fire in Indiana. According to a release, the fire department arrived at the scene a little after 5 a.m. early Saturday morning. They found the home still burning. Authorities say the fire appears to have started on the second floor. All four victims were found together in one bedroom. Police are still conducting an investigation, trying to determine the cause of the blaze. I'm Dave Collins.
Ukrainian officials are reporting a new round of missile attacks in Kyiv. The strikes damaged several buildings and sparked fires early Saturday, but no deaths were reported. Someone won the billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot. The lottery ticket was sold in Maine, matching all six numbers in Friday night's drawing. The lump sum cash payout is worth over $700 million before taxes. This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
The U.S. will continue to aid Ukraine in its defense against Russia up to and beyond the one-year mark of the invasion, so said Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Ukraine's foreign minister. The minister thanked Blinken on Twitter after the call. He also told Blinken about Ukraine's need for Western-type tanks in future packages. Governor Gavin Newsom is asking President Biden to approve a major disaster declaration for California as the state braces for another series of atmospheric rivers this weekend. FEMA leaders said the agency will review the request as quickly as possible to help the president make the determination. Bank of America is preparing investors for an unsettling year.
Everything we see, it'll be a mild recession.
Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan told that to investors on Friday.
Our core prediction at Bank of America is for a mild recession in early 23 to mid-23.
Speaking on CNBC, Moynihan says Bank of America is preparing for a worst-case scenario that would see unemployment rise to 5.5% and likely stay there through 2024. A recent earnings report from J.P. Morgan Chase painted a similar picture. I'm Jeremy Scott.
At the box office, another winning weekend for Avatar, The Way of Water. The sci-fi sequel from James Cameron had an additional $7 million on Friday, bringing its global total to $1.7 billion. Universal's Megan is projected to bring in $20 million for second place. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.